Good morning and welcome to our final BISD roundtable report of the 2016-17 school year. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us for our end of the year program is the superintendent of the Brenham Independent School District, Dr. Walter Jackson. And Dr. Jackson, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Doc. And today is a great day to be a Cub, and we're very excited about it. Thank you for having us.
And I tell you, it seems like you and I were just here kicking off the school year just a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. This year has just seemed to have flown by, but we certainly had a wonderful, wonderful year and very excited to talk to you and share with our listeners some of the wonderful things that happened.
That was another exciting year for the Brenham ISD. Can you kind of give us an end-of-the-year snapshot of the district?
Absolutely. Very, very excited to share with the Brenham community and our listeners that we are in the process of opening up the Brenham Early Childhood Learning Center, and this campus will be in the same building that the old Alton was housed in on Kirsch Street. And we're very excited about that. That'll be opening up this coming August. And, of course, Brenham ISD roughly educates nearly 5,000 students. We're right at 4,950 students. We have roughly 750 staff members, and we are the second largest employer in Washington County, only second to the state school. We operate a $45 million budget, annual budget, and our starting teacher salary is $41,500. And we're very proud to say that we have a four-year graduation rate that certainly exceeds the state graduation rate of 92%. So there's a lot of great things happening in Brenham ISD.
Now, what were some of the district's big accomplishments this year?
Well, we're very excited to say we started the year off with our One Brenham Better Together theme, and that seems to have been caught off with lots of other businesses and partners throughout the community. And you can see those stickers and logos all throughout the district. We are also now an official district of innovation designated by the Texas Education Agency, which gives us some flexibility in our calendar and some flexibility in our school day times, and so we're very excited about that. Brenham ISD also implemented the Gateway GT program that was piloted at Alton Elementary this year, and it was very, very, very successful, and we're planning to increase the enrollment over there at Alton next year and move that up to the third and fourth grade. In addition, I talked a little bit about the Brenham Early Childhood Learning Center. We also have just recently adopted a new online curriculum management system that was built by our very own technology department. So a shout out to Kim Strauss and her outstanding technology department under the leadership of our assistant superintendent, Dr. Jamie Johnston. And then last but certainly not least, we're very excited to be hosting next week. And Brenham, we ask that you keep your eyes and ears to the ground. We will be hosting the Brenham U Professional Development Conference. There will be many, many, many people here, hundreds of people in our district from all over the state of Texas converging on Brenham High School to participate in a two-day professional development conference called Brenham U.
All right. And of course, this is a bright, bright future for the BISD. What are some of the other things we can maybe look forward to next year?
Absolutely. Certainly, we're working with our Director of Human Resources, Ms. Christy Olivares, and coaches and directors throughout the district and principals as we continue to hire the best and the brightest in our school and bring them to our school district. And so Brenham has always had a very strong reputation in hiring great people, but we're continuing this continuous improvement of curriculum and district operations. Our assistant superintendents, Paul Oschenbeck and Dr. Johnson, have done an outstanding job of helping me lead the school district. Our principals are doing an outstanding job on each of their campuses. We are implementing an AVID program for the Brenham Junior High School and the Brenham High Schools next year. And the AVID program is designed to really stretch that middle-of-the-road student and help create and promote a college-bound culture for those students, helping teach them better study skills. We're certainly going to do some field trips to some of our local universities and colleges and just set up a tone for our students to be successful in life and during school. And, of course, again, an increased focus on college and career culture for all of our students in Brenham ISD. So we're very, very excited about this year.
All right. Now, of course, graduation is coming up. this Saturday, and it seems like the case every single year. There is rain in the forecast, and so there is a possibility that it could be wet. What are some of the precautions that are being taken just in case?
Okay, well, first and foremost, Doc, I want to make certain the entire community understands graduation is on Saturday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. at Cub Stadium. At this point, graduation is planned and to go as scheduled at Cub Stadium. There are several contingency plans that have been made for bad weather, and the district will share those plans via email and all communication channels, and certainly KWHI will be one of the first to know if we had to do something. As you recall, last year we made the call literally 2 hours before graduation to move it, because I was wanting to give every opportunity to host commencement at Cub Stadium. So we want to say thank you to our parents and community for the flexibility and support of our staff and our graduates, but at this point we are planning for graduation to be at Cub Stadium, and we certainly encourage the entire community to come out and honor our graduates and celebrate with us those wonderful achievements of our graduates of 2017.
All right. And again, we do want folks to, keep us in mind. Here, KWHI, KWHI.com, because the minute we know, we will let you know if there are any changes. So we'll let the public know immediately if anything changes.
Absolutely.
All right. And now what message would you like to send parents, students, and the community as we get ready for the summer months?
Thanks, Ed. I'd certainly want to just, first of all, say thank you one more time to the parents and the community and our wonderful teachers and principals and everybody that it takes to make BISD a success. And a special shout out to KWHI. You guys do an outstanding job of supporting us and helping us to get our message out of just the wonderful things that are happening. We want to encourage parents to make certain that your child is reading throughout the summer, that your child is engaged in some fun things, but also some academic things to keep the mind and the brain active. We have this beautiful library that has just been opened in our district, and we certainly want to encourage our parents to have your child sign up for a library card. Make sure your child is reading. Reading is a fundamental skill that everyone needs to be successful in this world. And so we want to take advantage of that. And we certainly want to help and do anything in our power to keep from having the summer slide. So students, stay active. Take part in summer school if you need it. But make certain that you are reading books and don't spend too much time on the iPhone and the iPad.
All right. And anything else that you want to touch on before we call it a year?
I'm just very, very excited about what the baseball club is doing right now. A shout out to Coach Lanny Williams and the entire Cub baseball team. And also a shout out to Coach Maher, Jamie Maher, and the softball team. They have done an outstanding job. You know, this is my second full year living in this community and working in this community. And this is truly a home of champions, and people really believe in the students and believe in the teachers and the school system. And we want to say thank you. But more importantly, I want to personally say thank you, because it's just been a pleasure and an honor for my family and my children to grow up in this town as well. So thank you for welcoming me and my family. But most of all, thank you for being home of the Mighty Cubs, a place where the sun never sets on a Brenham Cub.
All right. Sounds great. And Dr. Jackson, I'd like to thank you and your staff for all of your help throughout the school year, and we look forward to the next school year. Can't wait until August.
Absolutely. Thank you, and y'all have a happy summer.
All right, and this has been our final BISD Roundtable for the 2016-17 school year. Thank you for joining us throughout the year, and again, we will be back in August with our next program for the coming school year, 2017-2018, so we invite you to join us then. But thank you for joining us throughout this school year, and for the BISD Roundtable, I'm your host, Ed Pothel.